Welcome to morning prayer on Friday, the 9th of October. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us heartily rejoice in the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving, and be glad in him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth, and the heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have moulded the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down, and kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, on that day at Massa in the wilderness, when your forebears tested me and put me to the proof, though they had seen my works. 40 years long I detested that generation and said, this people are wayward in their hearts, they do not know my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. The night has passed, and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 55. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Hear my prayer, O God. Hide not yourself from my petition. Give heed to me and answer me. I am restless in my complaining. I am alarmed at the voice of the enemy and at the clamour of the wicked. For they would bring down evil upon me and are set against me in fury. My heart is disquieted within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and a horrible dread has overwhelmed me. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. Then would I flee far away and make my lodging in the wilderness. I would make haste to escape from the stormy wind and tempest. Confuse their tongues, O Lord, and divide them. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about on her walls. Mischief and trouble are in her midst. Wickedness walks in her streets. Oppression and guile never leave her squares. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. For it was not an open enemy that reviled me, for then I could have borne it. Nor was it my adversary that puffed himself up against me, for then I would have rid myself from him. But it was even you, one like myself, my companion, and my own familiar friend. We took sweet counsel together, and walked with a multitude in the house of God. Let death come suddenly upon them. Let them go down alive to the pit, for wickedness inhabits their dwellings, their very hearts. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord will deliver me. In the evening and morning, and at noonday, I will pray and make my supplication, and he shall hear my voice. He shall redeem my soul in peace from the battle waged against me, for many have come upon me. God, who is enthralled of old, will hear and bring them down. They will not repent, for they have no fear of God. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. My companion stretched out his hands against his friend and has broken his covenant. His speech was softer than butter, though war was in his heart. His words were smoother than oil, yet they are naked swords. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you, and will not let the righteous fall forever. But those that are bloodthirsty and deceitful, O God, you will bring down to the pit of destruction. They shall not live out half their days, but my trust shall be in you, O Lord. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain you. Lord, in all times of fear and dread, grant that we may so cast our burdens upon you, that you may bear us on the holy wings of the Spirit to the stronghold of your peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. Forsake me not, O Lord, be not far from me, O my God. Forsake me not, O Lord, be not far from me, O my God. Make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. Be not far from me, O my God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Forsake me not, O Lord. Be not far from me, O my God. Let us pray. Like your disciples on the road to Emmaus, we are so often incapable of seeing that you, O Christ, are our companion on the way. But when our eyes are opened, we realise that you were speaking to us, even though perhaps we had forgotten you. Then the sign of our trust in you is that, in our turn, we try to love, to forgive with you. Independent of our doubts or even our faith, O Christ, you are always there. Your love burns in our heart of hearts. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and preserve us from all evil, and keep us in eternal life. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.